From the outset of the pandemic, and given that there has been testing centres placed in every other major town across Northern Ireland, we were to the fore in demanding that a testing centre be placed initially in Strabane. Now, that was a successful bid. We had the centre placed at Melvin, a council-owned facility, which was accessible for people and was hugely availed of. It was in very high demand. But weeks before Christmas, it was announced that the PHA would remove the mobile testing unit to another destination, albeit temporarily, which ended up being a much more permanent arrangement, given that we hadn't a testing facility in Strabane for 6 or 7 weeks in total. This led to a huge level of concern amongst the community, and my office and I and local SDLP councillors were inundated with people sharing their concerns about the lack of availability of testing, particularly those in this rural community who have no access to cars or any form of transport, and those particularly who may have symptoms that needed tested that couldn't get into a vehicle with another individual. So it was absolutely vital for the safety of the local population to keep themselves safe, but also others as well, that a testing facility was returned. But that wasn't entirely easy at all. The PHA refused to cooperate for quite some time, didn't respond to quite a number of the concerns that we had raised. And when they finally did, they quite simply said that there was no intention of returning it in the interim. Now, that was correspondence I'd received last week. But since then, in more recent days, it was confirmed that they would re-establish a testing site in Strabane, which has been established this morning.
And indeed, it was very dangerous, the interim period between the previous centre being there and now it reopening today, because people were forced to travel long distances to get a test, but many weren't able to even travel.
People travelled as far as Belfast from Strabane to get a test because they were so concerned about the risk that was posed to more vulnerable members of their own family. People that were in jobs that had direct contact with vulnerable people. This is entirely unacceptable. The reality of Christmas was, and everybody knows this, we anticipated a spike in the level of COVID-19 infections across all of our communities. And at the most critical time that we needed this facility and this service, it was removed. That, to me, is a failure on the PHA's part. And, you know, like, I haven't been to the fore in praising the PHA throughout this pandemic. If you look at some of the issues and the lack of messaging or mixed messaging that has come out from them over the course of the last number of months, if we want people to be tested and keep this virus under control, we need people to have access to PCR testing, but not just that, lateral flows as well. And we know the guidance has since changed, which is requiring people now to use or avail of lateral flows. But even with that, there's considerable issues. A lady has just left my office 5 minutes ago who is trying to get a lateral flow kit for her daughter. She has went to 6 different locations in the wider Strabane area and has not been able to secure any. So there is major, major issues here.